Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Love Your Enemies: How Decent People Can Save America from the Culture of Contempt is a work of political and social analysis by Arthur C. Brooks, a social scientist and former president of the American Enterprise Institute. Published in 2019, the book examines the emotional and institutional forces that intensify polarization in American public life. Brooks argues that the central problem is not disagreement, anger, or ideological conviction, but contempt, which treats opponents as worthless rather than merely wrong. Drawing on behavioral research, moral philosophy, religious ethics, and his experience in policy debate, he challenges the assumption that outrage is an effective route to influence or victory. The book is not a call for bland moderation or avoidance of conflict. Instead, it proposes a disciplined form of engagement in which people argue vigorously while refusing to dehumanize opponents. Its purpose is practical: to help citizens, leaders, and institutions resist a culture that rewards hostility. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, contempt, rather than disagreement, is identified as the core civic disease. Brooks makes a careful distinction between disagreement, anger, and contempt. Disagreement is not treated as a failure of democracy. In his account, it is necessary for better reasoning, sharper policy debate, and social learning. Anger can also be morally useful when it responds to injustice or wrongdoing. But contempt is different because it combines disgust with moral superiority, encouraging people to see opponents as beneath respect. This distinction is central to the book because it shifts the problem from ideological diversity to relational breakdown. If the enemy is disagreement itself, the solution would be consensus or political retreat. Brooks rejects that path. He argues that a healthy society needs strong arguments but cannot survive the habit of assuming that the other side is stupid, evil, or beyond redemption. This framing also explains why he draws on research about relationships and social behavior. Contempt corrodes trust in families, communities, institutions, and national politics because it closes the door to persuasion before any argument begins. Secondly, the outrage economy rewards hostility while weakening real influence. A major target of the book is the system Brooks describes as an outrage industrial complex, including political media, social platforms, activists, and public figures who benefit from keeping citizens emotionally agitated. The point is not simply that people are too angry online or that cable news is unpleasant. Brooks argues that outrage has become a business model and a political tactic. It attracts attention, raises money, strengthens tribal identity, and gives participants the feeling of moral clarity. Yet he contends that it rarely produces durable persuasion or civic repair. Abuse may excite those who already agree, but it pushes opponents further away and teaches citizens to value performance over problem solving. This analysis is important because it treats polarization as partly structural, not only personal. Individuals may dislike the culture of contempt while still participating in it because the surrounding incentives reward mockery, denunciation, and emotional escalation. Brooks asks readers to recognize those incentives and refuse to mistake visibility for effectiveness. Thirdly, love is presented as a behavioral standard, not a demand for warm feelings. The title can sound sentimental, but Brooks defines love in practical and behavioral terms. He does not ask readers to feel affection for political opponents or to pretend that serious moral differences are minor. His argument is that love is shown through chosen conduct, refusing contempt, granting basic dignity, listening accurately, and engaging opponents as people who remain capable of reason and moral concern. This makes the book more demanding than a conventional appeal to civility. Civility can mean politeness without respect, and tolerance can mean merely enduring someone from a distance. Brooks wants a higher standard because democratic life requires interaction across real differences. The behavioral emphasis also avoids making reconciliation dependent on mood. A person can act with respect even while feeling frustration or anger. In this sense, love becomes a discipline of public character. It does not remove conflict, but it changes the way conflict is practiced, replacing humiliation as a goal with persuasion, mutual accountability, and human recognition. Fourthly, defending opponents against unfairness challenges tribal loyalty. One of the book's most distinctive practical implications is that people should sometimes confront their own side on behalf of opponents. Brooks connects political contempt to motive attribution asymmetry, the tendency to believe that one group is driven by love, justice, or concern, while the other group is driven by hatred, ignorance, or bad faith. This pattern is especially damaging because it feels like moral realism to the people inside each tribe. Brooks argues that the more useful act is not simply denouncing the other side, which is easy and socially rewarded, but correcting contempt among those who already agree with us. That requires social courage because it risks approval from allies. The reasoning is concrete: people are more likely to hear criticism from someone within their own coalition. And defending the dignity of opponents weakens the emotional logic of dehumanization. This approach does not require surrendering beliefs. It requires separating the defense of a principle from the degradation of people who oppose it. Lastly, the book links personal conduct, leadership, and national repair. Brooks does not present polarization only as a Washington problem, even though national politics is a major focus. He repeatedly connects public contempt to habits practiced in families, workplaces, campuses, religious communities, and media consumption. This gives the book a dual scale. It is about national division, but its proposed remedies begin with ordinary behavior. Leaders matter because they can model either contempt or discipline disagreement, but citizens also shape the market for contempt through what they reward, share, watch, and imitate. The book therefore treats civic renewal as partly cultural and partly personal. Its leadership message is also unusual, because it rejects domination through humiliation as a sign of strength. Brooks argues that a leader who can argue firmly while preserving respect may be more persuasive and resilient than one who relies on outrage. The implication is that social healing is not achieved by eliminating conflict. It is achieved by building norms in which conflict is conducted without treating opponents as enemies of human worth. In conclusion, Love Your Enemies is best suited for readers who are troubled by polarization but do not want a shallow plea for everyone to agree. It will be useful to politically engaged citizens, educators, clergy, nonprofit leaders, executives, students of public life, and anyone who regularly encounters ideological conflict in work or community settings. Its practical benefit is a clearer vocabulary for distinguishing healthy disagreement from corrosive contempt, along with usable habits for resisting the emotional rewards of outrage. Intellectually, the book stands out because it combines social science, moral argument, and direct experience in policy debate without reducing the problem to one political party or one media platform. Compared with many books on polarization, it is less focused on electoral strategy, institutional reform, or demographic sorting, and more focused on the moral psychology of contempt and the conduct of citizens. That narrower focus is also its strength. Brooks does not claim that respect alone solves every policy conflict, but he argues convincingly that contempt makes every conflict harder to solve. The book is most valuable when read as a discipline guide to arguing better, leading better, and refusing to let political identity erase the humanity of opponents. If you would like to support Arthur C. Brooks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.